You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So last week we spoke to Kaya Sithole of Karooooo Consulting around the 88 billion rands worth of PIC funds that had been put into a little over 15 unlisted investments that had failed to realize a return on investment. We're going to be taking a look at this conversation from the perspective of the PIC. I'm joined on the line by the acting head of unlisted investments at the Public Investment Corporation, Zama Kanyile, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Zama, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's perhaps start the conversation with an overview of the world of unlisted investments from the perspective of the PIC.
Fantastic. So as you know, Jimmy, the unlisted investments forms part of the bigger portfolio of assets under management that the PIC manages. At the last check, this was sitting at around 3.7 trillion South African rands invested across a number of asset classes, the biggest of which being largely the listed space, with unlisted investments comprising about 4% of that, and the unlisted investments that we talk about today making up just under 2% of that overall asset under management of the PIC. And whilst it is a smaller part of our broader assets under management, we see it as a critical play for us to be able to drive both sustainable returns for the providers of the capital that we invest, and also development outcomes that, you know, are tangible and that the members and the contributors of the monies we manage can feel in their various communities.
Zama, you touched on sustainable returns, and I guess this is probably where this conversation stems from, is these particular investments in the unlisted portfolio that we are looking at, the 88 billion rands over 15 companies, have failed to realize any return on investment. Now, very clearly, I want to just remind our listeners out there that, of course, you were not the head of unlisted investments at the time these investments were made. You've only recently stepped into this role, and so these are not decisions you would have had a part in making. But I want to get your thoughts on how then the PIC measures return on investments in an ideal scenario.
Sure. So the return on investment is stipulated in what we refer to as our mandates. So those are instructions from the providers of our capital as to where and how we should be investing that capital. And those providers of capital will outline that they want financial returns, but they also want to see developmental outcomes like transformation and like socioeconomic improvement as part of the key matrices that they look at. So the providers of our capital are concerned with both the dual mandate around returning the capital, but also making sure that we create jobs in a sustainable manner. We are pushing for boards to be transformed and include Black people and women, similarly to see that filtering down to management level as well, so that from an ownership to a management perspective, we are assisting in transforming the economy.
Now, some of these results obviously have no numerical or financial value that can be attributed to them. But Zama, I do want to take a look at the particular set of companies that were mentioned or that are in question here around how those companies have added value in their respects. Surely, from a PIC perspective, you've been able to measure some form of return, whether it is financial or otherwise. How is the PIC seeing the portfolio as it currently stands and the almost 90 billion rand that's been invested in these companies?
Yes. So, Jimmy, the listeners would have read some of the articles that we provided or were covering some of our responses to Parliament, where we covered the IRRs that are positive, that have been yielded over the whole portfolio, which means that we were able to return the capital invested plus additional returns in addition to that. And I think it's important to, while we are concerned around the lessons learned, examples that have been listed of the 15 transactions in the media, that we take a portfolio view. And out of that portfolio, you know, we are actually proud of bigger transformation stats and socioeconomic development measures. We've been able to support, you know, 37 hospitals, 3 clinics, over 4,400 hospital beds altogether. We've been able to support more than 23,000 student beds. And we know that supporting the next generation of our leaders means that we are providing both decent university education, but also making sure that those students are enabled to to flourish in their space, not mentioning the fact that we can actually account for over 200,000 jobs that have been created directly as a result of this unlisted investment portfolio.
Zama, you mentioned having learned some lessons from these investment decisions, and I want to get a sense of how these lessons then start to impact how the PIC looks at its portfolios. Obviously, as the acting head for unlisted investments, you might only be able to speak to the unlisted side of the conversation, but the broader sense of how the Public Investment Corporation, as the largest public asset manager on the African continent, then has to balance their own mandate of achieving returns and being the custodian of funds with not being afforded the same amount of grace to get things as wrong as perhaps other investors might.
Sure. So the issue of lessons learned is, you know, the cornerstone of any investment house. As you make investments and see them through their life cycle right up until exit, you draw lessons that then further improve what you do going forward. And I think it's important to draw almost a line in the sand between the legacy portfolio and the new portfolio that we're currently deploying against. And some of the lessons learned have been around, you know, tighter due diligence process to make sure that we're making the right investment decision, given the information at the time, making sure that we have value creation plans at the time of investing into transactions, and we've got a clear path to cash flows and are active in supporting how those businesses generate those cash flows to make money for the providers of the capital, but also making sure that we have sustainable development returns flowing from that money being active in the market. And that is overlaid by our strong governance processes that have been put in place. And a testament to that shift towards better, call it due diligence discipline, is that in 2022, one of our biggest clients, after all the internal reviews and the lessons learned and going back to the drawing board, actually allocated additional funds to us, which we are in the process of deploying. And I'm proud to say that of the new investments that we've made, we've only had one that has resulted in payments.
We may not always get it right from an investment point of view, but isn't that the nature of investments? If we all knew how investments would work out, it would be very difficult to potentially achieve some of the returns that are achieved. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Acting Head of Unlisted Investments at the Public Investment Corporation, Zama Kanyile, joining us to take a look at that unlisted investment portfolio that sits within the PIC, what they've invested in, what lessons they've learned from it, and how it is that that portfolio is moving forward.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.